This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're entering the marketplace of liberty. The conservative cartel starts right now. Here are your hosts, Matt Locke and Chris X.
Well, we made of the conservative cartel. Glad you stuck around. Matt Locke here, your host, riding solo just for today. Chris X is out playing baseball somewhere in Alabama. I got producer Ron flying the mothership. I'm in good hands. We won't wreck the thing, we hope. It's still flying at this point. Want to be part of the program? The Patriot Mobile Hotline is open. 202-866-7466. Hour two. We've got this witch hunt with Mueller. We've got Devin Nunes who wants to hold Attorney General Jeff Sessions in contempt of Congress. We're going to talk about that a little bit. We've got polls for Donald Trump, and we've got Rosie O'Donnell. But I told you, and I told Jules, who was hanging on the Patriot Mobile hotline, that I would get to her after the break. So she hung through the top of the hour news and break. So we're going to get right to the Patriot Mobile hotline. Get to Jules real quick before we start hour one. Jules, welcome to the conservative cartel. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm fighting a sinus headache, so I'll try to make sense.
There you go.
All right, guys. I'm going to try to explain why this Iranian situation is even worse than they are telling us. There is a situation with Iran with their religious radicalism, and the Iranians, the Shiite Muslims, have a belief that they will usher in the 12th Iman.
Right.
But they're going to use nuclear weapons.
Sure.
The world has to be bathed in blood. And do not think for one second that Obama, John Kerry, and Valerie Jarrett and all the Motley Crue do not know that.
And of course they do.
Willingly have given these creeps all this technology and funding to allow this. And you're not going to hear about all this, but you can easily look up this information, the 12th Iman.
Yeah.
And that's the frightening thing. They're going to create a nuclear war. It's going to just devastate the world.
Well, Jules, look, and you're right. I mean, I talked about it in hour one. Israel has found the proof. Iran has not stopped their nuclear weapons capabilities. They're only building them. You know, in the Iran nuclear deal that Barack Obama, you know, negotiated with Iran, it's a farce. It's an absolute farce. And now you're watching the rats scurry around to keep this in place. And it doesn't take much of a leap to say that former President Barack Obama was in bed with the Iranians with all the money, all of the stuff. You know, you notice nothing got shut down under Obama. It only grew.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the fact that they know this and are allowing this, it's absolutely frightening. You cannot stop this radicalism. They have believed this since 868 A.D.,
yeah.
This is ingrained in their DNA.
Jules, not according to Facebook. If you see the memes on Facebook, it's all our fault. I mean, it's all our fault. I mean, we've been stirring up this hornet's nest for years. It's America's fault. Jules, thank you for the phone call. I certainly appreciate it. Thank you for listening. Got to run here. I want to get to some other stuff, and we've only got limited time. Thank you so much, Jules, there in Tennessee. But she's not wrong. I mean, she's not wrong. The Muslim religion has been a religion. If you read the Quran, if you know anything about it, if you know about the 12th Imam that she's talking about, if you look into this, they do want to bathe the world in blood. They want the second coming of what they think is Muhammad. And they have to do that with certain things that are in their religion, and they're radical. And Barack Obama openly helped them get to where they needed to get to. Now, I'm not telling you one way to think or the other. I'm just telling you what I've seen happen over time. And now Donald Trump has come in, and of course you got Iranians leaders saying, oh, it'd be a historic regret if Donald Trump pulled out of it, would it? Maybe for you, Mr. Rawani, but not us. But look, I want to move on here because I covered that in hour one. If you missed hour one, you can go back to Spreaker, iTunes, TuneIn, TalkAmericaRadio.us. You can go to all these places. You can go back to our Facebook page and watch that hour one. It's all there. It's all archived. But I want to start hour two here with this Mueller investigation, this witch hunt, this whole deal that is going on right now. Donald Trump took back to Twitter over the weekend, and I'm going to find this tweet here because it's amazing. It was actually this morning, 4 hours ago. The Russian witch hunt is rapidly losing credibility. House Intelligence Committee found no collusion, coordination, or anything else with Russia. So now the probe says, okay, what else is there? How about obstruction for made-up phony crime? There's no obstruction. It's called fighting back. Now, here's a funny thing that happened. Robert Mueller, Special Investigator Robert Mueller, he's going after Paul Manafort. He's going after Michael Flynn. He's going after Rick Gates. They're going after Michael Cohen on this whole deal. But as of Friday, there were three separate judges had rendered harsh setbacks to the Mueller investigation. So demanding, if you can believe it, facts and evidence to back up the special counsel's claims. Shocker! You need evidence of a crime to commit, right? The glove doesn't fit. You have to acquit. Remember that? You need evidence. You need evidence of a crime. Now, the funny thing is, there is no evidence. And in unredacted format, as one judge demands, or risk having the cases tossed out altogether. Now, the first major setback happened in February, when the federal judge assigned to the criminal case against Trump former national security advisor Michael Flynn, Judge Emmett G. Sullivan, he wanted exculpatory evidence to Flynn's defense. Now, oddly, Flynn's legal team never made this request. Instead, Judge Emmett Sullivan issued the order, and I don't know how to pronounce that, sua sponte, it's Latin, or at his discretion, invoking the Brady Rule, which requires prosecutors to turn over previously unfiled evidence that might have a material impact on a defendant's case. 2 days before Sullivan's order, Mueller filed a motion for a protective order regarding the use of evidence in the case, including sensitive materials, which would be provided to Flynn's lawyers by the Office of the Special Counsel. So you have that. Now, this development generated quite a buzz in conservative circles, with the implication being that perhaps Flynn might not have pleaded guilty in the light of certain evidence. We also know that the FBI agents who interviewed Flynn, one of whom was anti-Trump counterintelligence agent Peter Stroke, did not think Flynn was lying to them, something James Comey was recently caught lying about himself. Now it gets better. Let's not forget about the time Mueller's team at the FBI massively screwed up the 2001 anthrax case. Remember that deal after 9/11? Ruining the life of SAIC employee Stephen Hatfield when it mysteriously leaked that he was the FBI's prime suspect. A leak. Mueller assured Congress in a closed-door January of 2003 session that Hatfield was their man, based on shaky evidence, which was later deemed unreliable. Effectively, he needed a scalp. Hatfield was professionally and financially ruined until he sued the U.S. government for $5.8 million and won, by the way. Just shows you how mammothly Mueller screwed that investigation. Now, Mr. Hatfield said, look, there was a sheer feeling of hopelessness. You can't fight back. You have to just sit there and take it day after day, the constant drip, drip, drip of innuendo, a punching bag for the government and the press. And the thing was, I couldn't understand why it was happening to me. I was one of the good guys. So now, fast forward to today, there's a judge in the Manafort case, which we heard on Friday, who excoriated a special counsel attorney on Friday during a motion to dismiss hearing, a leaked transcript of the heated exchange between attorney Michael Dreeben and Eastern District of Virginia Judge T.S. Ellis reveals that the entire Manafort case is in jeopardy if the special counsel doesn't produce an unredacted copy of the original order from Deputy A.G. Rod Rosenstein authorizing the original investigation and the FISA warrant. Can you say witch hunt? Can you say Donald Trump was right? Because this T.S. Eliot also said that Mueller shouldn't have unfettered power to prosecute Manafort for charges that have nothing to do with collusion between the Trump campaign and Russians. Thank you, Mr. Ellis. We've known this from the beginning. We know it now. They've got Paul Manafort on bank fraud. Not on Russian collusion. Not on obstruction. On bank fraud. On something to do with his taxes. What in the hell does that have to do with Russian collusion and Donald Trump? Nothing. And finally, we have a judge that says so. Refreshing, isn't it? That we actually still have judges on the bench that believe in law and order. Mr. Ellis says, quote, "You really care about what information Mr. Manafort can give you that would reflect on Mr. Trump or lead to his prosecution or impeachment or whatever. That's what you're really interested in." Oh, what do you know? Bingo! Right on the money. Mueller isn't interested in Manafort. Mueller isn't interested in flipping Manafort. Mueller is interested to see what he can get out of Paul Manafort that will take President Trump down. This is nothing but a witch hunt. Donald Trump has been right from day one. All starting with a FISA warrant that was produced on faulty information from Fusion GPS on that Steele dossier. And here we are. And now a judge has the balls to come out and say, look, this is a cluster bomb. You're not trying to, what are you doing? You've got all this redacted paperwork that you won't show me anything, telling me that I should believe what you're saying, but you're not giving me the proof to do it. So produce the proof or I throw your case out. Didn't see that coming, did you? Now, look, there'll probably be appeals courts. This will probably go all the way up to the Supreme Court. But I've left one curveball for you. And I'm going to get to that in the next segment. Because this only gets better. It's crazy to look at all this stuff. But it only gets better because we now have judges that actually are going to follow the law. Stick around. Patriot Mobile Hotline is open. 202-866-7466. Matlock, Ron Phillips, flying the mothership. We're cruising along an hour or two on Monday morning. You're going to want to stick around. Much, much more to come. Hang tight.
This is the Conservative Cartel.
In a world filled with selfie sticks, pumpkin spice lattes, and reality TV, it's good to get away from it all. I've learned so much from BattleBox. While my wife receives monthly lip balm and glittery lotion, I'm receiving items that could actually save our lives. BattleBox has introduced me to new brands and new products that haven't even been released yet. And in this world today, you just never know when you're going to need it.
Visit BattleBox.com. Hi, this is Wayne on the Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice could put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government-assisted programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for special enrollment.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The Conservative Cartel. Here's Matt Locke and Chris X.
Well, welcome back. Matt Locke here, the Conservative Cartel, talking about Robert Mueller. You know, Special Investigator Rob Mueller. We're talking about the witch hunt that is currently going on. I'm talking about the three judges here that we're seeing. I'm talking about Mr. Ellis right now. We've talked about Emmett Sullivan. But we're talking about this unfettered power in the Paul Manafort case that Judge Ellis says there is. But he goes on, by the way. This Judge Ellis goes on and says, he notes that the special counsel's indictment against Manafort doesn't mention, one, Russian individuals, number two, Russian banks, number three, Russian money, or number four, any Russian payments to Manafort. Now, that's the essence of collusion with Russia, right? There isn't a mention of any of that. Now, let's get to the Russian deal, because I teased it. There's a third court case currently going on right now of this federal judge, Dabney Friedrich, a Trump appointee, who is denying Mueller a trial to delay over the high-profile February indictment of 13 Russians. Now, if you remember, Mueller accused 13 Russian nationals and three Russian entities, one of which was Concord Management and Consulting, of knowingly and intentionally conspiring to interfere with the election by using social media to disparage Hillary Clinton and support Donald Trump. Now, this was purely a PR ploy by Mueller. He didn't think for a second that any of these troll farms, Russians, any of these indicted would actually show up. Well, guess what? Concord Management decided to show up in court and fight it. And as Powerline notes, Mueller probably didn't see that coming. And the indictment itself was perhaps nothing more than a PR stunt to bolster the Russian interference narrative. Now, in April, two Washington area attorneys, Eric Dublier and Kate Sickley of the Reed Smith firm, filed appearances in court on behalf of Concord Management Consulting. Now, Politico's Gershon, and his name's Josh, notes that by defending against the charges, Concord could force prosecutors to turn over discovery about how the case was assembled, as well as evidence that might undermine the prosecution's theories. In a mad scramble to put the brakes on the case, Mueller's team tried to say that Concord never formally accepted the court summons related to the case, wrapping themselves in a cloud of confusion, as Powerline puts it. Until the court has an opportunity to determine if Concord was properly served, it would be inadvisable to conduct an additional appearance and arraignment at which important rights will be communicated and a plea entertained. Backtracking. Backtracking because, in other words, Mueller was just denied the opportunity to kick the can down the road and will likely be forced to produce the requested evidence or withdraw the indictment, which potentially jeopardizes the PR aspect of the entire Trump collusion probe. Can't make this stuff up. Not one second, not for one second, did Mueller think anybody would do anything he uses as an absolute crutch. He thought he was going to put Donald Trump over a barrel. He did all this stuff thinking, hey, these folks are never going to show up. We're golden. Don't worry about it. We've got Trump right where we want. Well, now they've shown up and said, hey, pony up or get out. Show us the proof or drop the case. And here we are. Unbelievable. Look, we're not done yet. Devin Nunes may hold Attorney General Jeff Sessions in contempt of Congress. We're going to talk about that and probably Rosie O'Donnell before the show's over. Don't go anywhere. Cartel rolls on.
This is the Conservative Cartel with Matt Locke and Chris X.
Hi, Wyatt Cox, Classic Radio Theater. I used to watch people check into motels with pillows. I used to say, why? They've got pillows there. Aren't they good enough? Now I know they weren't good enough, because I have my pillow, and I take mine with me everywhere I go, anytime I'm spending a night. Why? It stays cool all night. You don't have to wake up in the middle of the night, flip the cool side of the pillow. Keeps its shape all night long. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, send it back. A 10-year warranty. Have you got a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Nope. And you can put a MyPillow in the washer, dryer. It's like new again. Try doing that with your dollar store pillow. You end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special under promo code USA. You get two MyPillow premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows for half price. MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-81.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
European allies to the United States continue to warn President Trump that it would be a mistake for the U.S. to pull out of the Iran nuclear accord. The latest to visit and bring that message is the British Foreign Secretary, Boris Johnson.
I think that we can meet the president's challenge and be tougher on Iran, which is what we've got to do, but without throwing away the heart of that Iran nuclear deal.
Johnson speaking there on MSNBC. President Trump has set a Saturday deadline for deciding whether to pull out of the agreement or ordering that it be renegotiated. Iran says the deal cannot be renegotiated. First Lady Melania Trump will unveil details of her national platform at an event in the Rose Garden today. The First Lady's mission will reportedly focus on a variety of things that contribute to the well-being of children. And this is USA Radio News.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 3000. But hurry! This incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. Just pick a delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3000. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3000.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is the Conservative Cartel. Now, here's Matt Locke and Chris X.
Welcome back to the Conservative Cartel. Matt Locke flying solo here today. As we're heard all across the country on the USA Radio Network, you're listening on the Conservative Cartel Facebook page, the Liberty Eagle Facebook page, the Conservative Cartel YouTube channel, on Twitter, at the Cartel 2016. You can find Ron and I at the Cartel Matt and at the Cartel Ron on Twitter and on Instagram. So find us there. Going to be part of the program, patriotmobile.com. Our Patriot Mobile hotline is open, 202-866-7466. You can find them at patriotmobile.com. Use the Cartel. You'll get your $30 activation fee waived. They're a fantastic company, conservative company, that gives some of your bill, some of what you pay for your cell phone service, to conservative causes. Fantastic company. Give them a shout. Use them if you can. Or companies who stand behind the conservative cause. And Patriot Mobile does just that. So use the cartel. You get your $30 activation fee waived. Now, look, if you get a chance, head over to theconservativecartel.com. We've got decals. We've got hats. We have shirts coming up here real soon. New shirts from 9lineapparel.com. Use cartel 1515 for a 15% discount on those fantastic Bad Hombres t-shirts that the 9line Apparel folks are coming out with for us. Hopefully you will bombard their site. If you use cartel 15, I get you 15% discount on those fantastic shirts. And you want to sign up, by the way, as a cartel VIP. Because if you do, we've got another giveaway starting this week. Ron and I are heading down to Bison Coolers, who are out of Fort Worth here on Wednesday. And we are going to put a package together for you to win from a fantastic American-owned Bison Cooler. Summer's coming up, Ron. Memorial Day weekend. Everybody likes to have coolers and beer and hang out with their friends, and lake season starts. And well, Ron and I, we beat the rush. We hang out on his back patio and pretty much drink cold beer or whiskey frequently.
And a cigar or two.
Every now and again. But, you know, summer's coming.
And look, nobody would be surprised by the fact that I also smoke a pipe.
He does, by the way. He smokes a pipe.
I look pretty dadgum distinguished, don't I? Don't lie.
More like Santa Claus without the beard. Just saying. But summer's coming, folks. Summer's coming. Warm weather's coming. Lake season is coming. What better way than to put your cold brews, your sodas, your water on ice with a Bison Cooler? Telling you. We're going to get that going this week. So you're going to want to be a conservative cartel VIP. We will give that away. We'll probably run that up through sometime around Memorial Day. We'll give that away. Maybe that's just the way we'll do it. When's Memorial Day, Ron? May when? May 28th?
I think so.
Something like that. So about 3 weeks. We got about 21 days from today. So we'll start that up, and maybe we'll have to figure when we can give that away right before Memorial Day.
It is the 28th. Monday the 28th.
Okay. So maybe we'll run that through the 25th. Run that for about 3 weeks. We'll get that up and running. We'll talk to those fellas this week. You'll want to stay tuned. But look, Devin Nunes, back to the news here. Devin Nunes, who is the House Intelligence Committee chairman, is going to push Congress to hold Attorney General Jeff Sessions in contempt of Congress. Now, I know a lot of you, we have mixed feelings on what Jeff Sessions is and is not doing. Now, I have to tell you, I don't really have an opinion either way of to get rid of him or keep him. I think Jeff Sessions has a lot to do. I think as we watch the corruption that's currently going on, as we watch what's happening in our government, as we watch the bad actors and the politicized intelligence agencies, I think Jeff Sessions has his hands full. I do. But I think also there needs to be some things done, because right now it seems like the Department of Justice is stonewalling the intelligence committee. It says the California Republicans' comments the California Republicans committee has been looking into allegations that the Justice Department and the FBI abused the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act in their scrutiny of the Trump campaign. Quote, on Thursday, we discovered that there are not going to comply with our subpoenas. Now, here we go again. We talked about subpoenas Thursday or Friday, I think, because Mueller wants to subpoena Trump. Now, I remember a subpoena that asked for 33,000 emails of Hillary Clinton that we don't have. I remember one Ben Rhodes that worked in the Obama administration who was subpoenaed for information that we didn't get. Barack Obama used presidential executive privilege. So as we look at these subpoenas, now we have the DOJ not complying with the subpoena. I want to ask any one of you out there, if you get a subpoena from the government, from the IRS, from an attorney, from anyone that has the legal jurisdiction to do so, and you don't give the said information on subpoena, you are going to jail. You are going to jail. You don't get to pass go. You don't get to collect $200. You're done. But yet, here we are watching our government not follow the law. A subpoena is a legal document that requires you to turn over information. Period. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. You just don't get to say, well, you know, government filed my taxes back in 2016. You don't need to see them. That subpoena you just sent me for them, nah, not going to do it. You would go to jail. You would go to jail. It's amazing. So it says, quote, the only thing left to do is we have to move quickly to hold the Attorney General of the United States in contempt, and that is what I will press for this week. 2 weeks ago, Nunez sent to Sessions a classified letter, which he said was not acknowledged, and then he sent a subpoena. Quote, the department has determined that, consistent with applicable law and longstanding executive branch policy, it is not in a position to provide information responsive to your request regarding a specific individual. Now, that came from Assistant Attorney General Stephen E. Boyd. He says the department and its intelligence community partners would welcome the opportunity to discuss whether there are other ways to accommodate the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence Oversight Inquiry. That's a nice way to say, we're not giving you what you want. Why? What's going on over at the DOJ? What is going on with the investigation on this FISA deal that unmasked all these people, including a Manafort, a Michael Flynn in the Trump administration? What in the hell is going on over there that they can say, look, we're not going to give you what you want? Now, House Majority Whip Steve Scalise, Republican of Louisiana, expressed support for Nunez on Fox and Friends. He said, quote, I have deeper and deeper concerns that the more I see some of this, not only the stonewalling, but what's been in some of these memos, we've also tried to get a lot of other information from the Department of Justice about this investigation, and everything that we uncover raises even deeper concerns about the direction of the investigation. Do you think for a second that something may or may not be going on? And I'm going to preface this once again with what I said before. There are big things going on within the Attorney General's office and the Department of Justice. I mean, we have some bad characters running around doing some bad things that I think the Department of Justice and Jeff Sessions are currently working on. I hope that is the case. But to sit there and stonewall, and look, let's be honest. Our government isn't the most trustworthy organization we know, right? Our government has been known to sidestep some deals, to break the law, to be not of an equal footing as you and I. We know all of this to be true. But is it the place of the Department of Justice to not follow a subpoena? That's breaking the law. I mean, they are the Department of Justice. They're the law. They're the part of our government that is supposed to uphold the law. I mean, the hypocrisy is rich, if nothing else. Because you watch as they are not upholding the law. Subpoenas are lawfully obtained. Now, you want to talk about, I'm going to leave that there, because we're going to talk about breaking the law. Because once again, just another example of what is going on today, I want to take you back to about, my gosh, how long has it been now, Ron Phillips, since Dinesh D'Souza got thrown into jail for campaign finance contributions?
Oh, probably 2 or 3 years.
Two or three years, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And they made an example out of Dinesh D'Souza, who gave more money than he should have to a campaign, because we have campaign finance laws that are regulated by the FEC, the Federal Election Commission, right? Well, Rosie O'Donnell made several illegally oversized campaign donations to Democrats. You say what? Rosie O'Donnell exceeded the legal limit in donations to Democratic Party candidates, according to a New York Compost analysis of her campaign filings. The Post reported that O'Donnell, 56, repeatedly broke Federal Election Commission, FEC, laws that prevent an individual from giving over $2,700 to a candidate at any single election. Quote, nothing nefarious, O'Donnell wrote in her email to the outlet. I was not choosing to overdonate, but you did. It doesn't matter if your intent was... Wait a minute. Ron Phillips, it doesn't... Intent matters, doesn't it?
It does matter.
Only on the left.
That's correct.
Yeah, the right, you don't have to have any... She didn't intend to give more than what was required, but she did. You didn't, Ron, did you intend to drive 80 miles an hour on the highway yesterday and get a speeding ticket?
No, but I'm not going to say I did either.
What?
Don't throw.
See,
throw me under the bus.
That's my point. Here we go. Intent. Thank you, producer Ron.
No, that's fine. September of 2014, by the way.
Thank you. Okay. So, geez Louise, almost 4 years ago, 3.5 years ago now. But look, she says if 2,700 is the cutoff, candidates should have refunded the money. Yeah, right. Candidates should have refunded the money. That's a great joke. She is a comedian. Oh, well, not a very good one anymore. The former View co-host wrote, she says, I don't look to see who I can donate most to. I just donate assuming they do not accept what is over the limit. Now, once again, here we go. Well, I didn't mean to. My intent wasn't there. So I want you to listen to this, because $2,700 is a limit, right? Some of O'Donnell's donations include $4,700 to Senator Doug Jones in the Alabama Senate race against Judge Roy Moore. That's $2,000 over budget for those of you in Corona that needed to get a calculator out, as well as $3,600 toward Pennsylvania Rep. Connor Lamb. That's $900 over that $2,700 ceiling. Other recipients included California Rep. Adam Schiff for Brains and congressional candidates Lauren Wood and Omar Vade in Illinois and New York, respectively. According to campaign filings, O'Donnell gave over $90,000 in donations throughout the 2017-18 election to 50 separate federal candidates and committees. She has also given at least $25,100 for local candidates since 2000, including a maximum donation of $4,950 to the communist New York Mayor Bill de Blasio. My anxiety, quote, is quelled by donating to those opposing Trump and his agenda, especially at night when most of these were placed, she said. Now, of course, O'Donnell is one of Hollywood's most prominent anti-president Donald Trump and anti-Republican campaigners. Last year, she described everyone working under President Trump as a Nazi. Now, I want you to think about this. They grilled and drilled Dinesh D'Souza. I mean, the guy went to jail because he gave too much money to a campaign. It is illegal what Rosie O'Donnell did. Oh, well, those candidates, they should have known to send back the rest. I mean, you cannot make this kind of stuff up. You can't make it up. But once again, is anything going to happen to Rosie O'Donnell? I'm working right now and getting Dinesh D'Souza on this program. I want to talk about this. I mean, it's crazy. Is anything going to happen to Rosie O'Donnell? Because it surely happened to Dinesh D'Souza. He can't vote now. He lost his right to vote. He went to prison. And he's going to have that mark forever on his person and his character. Is justice blind? Well, don't go anywhere, folks, because we've got one more segment here. And we've got polls on Trump that they just don't want to release because they're good for him. Don't go anywhere, the cartel. Be right back.
You're listening to The Conservative Cartel.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is the Conservative Cartel with Matt Locke and Chris X.
Well, we've made it to the final segment of today's program. 2 hours of conservative greatness come and gone, but do not fret. We'll be back tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel. You'll be able to tune in, share with all your friends. Let them know the Conservative Cartel every day, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Standard Time on all the channels you're currently listening to right now. The Patriot Mobile Hotline's down. Don't have enough time in this final segment. Thank you for the call, Jules. Certainly appreciate that. But I want to get to this final story. We've talked about a lot of stuff. We've talked about Manafort. We've talked about this whole Mueller investigation, the witch hunt that is. We've talked about Rosie O'Donnell and her ridiculousness that is this campaign finance stuff. We're talking about Devin Nunes and sending a subpoena to Attorney General Jeff Sessions and now going to hold him in contempt of Congress. But the story I want to hold over to the end is from all places, Reuters Ipsos. And headline is, spike in support for Trump causes pollster to reject their own poll. A poll shows that President Donald Trump's approval rating has spiked since April 27th, prompting the Reuters Ipsos polling team to quarantine their own data. You heard me right. Quote, every series of polls has the occasional outlier. In our opinion, this is one of them. Because the numbers didn't say what you wanted them to say? The pollster announced, so while we are reporting the findings in the interest of transparency, we will not be announcing the start of a new trend until we have more data to validate this pattern and until the numbers show what we want them to say. I added that last part. The spike shows Trump getting 50% support from swing voting independents, which is really, really bad news for the left. 80% support from the GOP and 20% support from Democrats. That right there, my friends, is why Reuters Ipsos is upset. 20% of Democrats support Donald Trump. That is a crazy number. Crazy number. 50% independent. 80% Republican. You know what that means? Landslide in 2020. That's what that means. That's what this story gets at, and that's why Reuters and Ipsos doesn't want to release it. It's an outlier. Yeah, right. So it says Ipsos runs many high-quality polls, so the sudden jump is an unexplained surprise. Right. The spike in apparent support leaves Trump with 57% support on the economy, because it's doing well, by the way. It leaves 60% support on employment and jobs, 51% support on immigration. Think about that for a second. Jobs, employment, economy, immigration. He's all above the 50% mark. Now, most pronounced is President Trump's approval rating, which currently sits at about 48%, which is probably higher than that. His number with registered voters is essentially the same, 49%. Corresponding with Trump's stronger approval rating, evaluations of his job performance across the board are stronger. Like I said, 57% in the economy. So that's unbelievable. And here's the thing. On the generic congressional ballot, you know the blue wave that's supposed to be coming that I talked about last week? Well, now, on the current polls, only show a +5-point advantage for Democrats, the smallest lead they've had in recent weeks on generic ballots. And I showed you and talked to you about polls last week where we've got 5 senators winning by double digits and another 4 senators in a statistical tie. If the GOP gets 9 Senate seats, that's a supermajority. Says these findings from an Ipsos poll conducted for Thomson Reuters April 27th through May 1st. For the survey, a sample of 1,548 Americans, including 556 Democrats, 579 Republicans, and 163 independents, age 18 plus, were interviewed online. The precision of the poll is measured using a credibility interval. In the case, the poll is a credibility interval of ±2.8%. That blue wave? Not coming. Red wave, coming, coming big time, big league, as Donald Trump would say. Look, that's it for today. It's unbelievable. 2 hours of conservative greatness have come and gone, but fret not, we'll be back tomorrow, same bad time, same bad channel. Enjoy the rest of your day. Go find a couple friends to bring back with you tomorrow. Big changes coming to the conservative cartel. We hopefully will have news for you by the end of the week. Promotions, Facebook, new giveaway starting Wednesday, Bison Coolers. You're going to want to tune in. But for Ron Phillips, I'm Matt Locke. The conservative cartel is out.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show, War Now, airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 Eastern, 3 to 6 Pacific. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. And I'm a number one best-selling author of conservative books. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was the opening speaker at many Trump for President events. I addressed over 40,000 patriots at the biggest Tea Party in the history of America. Sarah Palin and I addressed over 20,000 at the biggest Tea Party rally in the history of Nevada. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events all over this great country. And I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me now to arrange for a Wayne Allyn Root keynote speech or master of ceremonies at your GOP event, fundraiser, banquet, campaign rally, or college GOP event with me as your keynote speaker. It'll be the biggest hit ever. Just call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.